It's All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. If you've had to fly anywhere over the last couple of days, chances are your flight was delayed or canceled. The extreme cold from the distorted polar vortex and more snow in the Midwest snarled air traffic so thoroughly that yesterday JetBlue took the unusual step of canceling all its flights out of Kennedy, LaGuardia, and Newark Liberty airports, and from Boston's Logan Airport from 5 o'clock Monday afternoon through 10 this morning. Joining us to talk about this unusual move is aviation consultant Michael Boyd. Welcome to WNYC.
Thank you.
I understand why snow would shut down air traffic, but cold? We have de-icers. Why were flights canceled?
Well, de-icers are there if you have ice. Bitter cold does things like it congeals the oil in the crankcase. It has lubricating oil that doesn't lubricate anymore. Rubber parts harden up and crack. That battery that worked so well 2 months ago on the start unit now is dead. So bitter cold is something Alaska's used to, but New York City isn't.
That's for sure. It wasn't just the weather, I understand, and a backlog of canceled flights from last week's winter storm. JetBlue cited new FAA rules addressing pilot fatigue. What are those rules?
Well, it requires, shortly, it just requires more time between flights, more rest time. That means you need more pilots. And I think with JetBlue, looking at both the fact that the airplanes might not be able to get out of Kennedy once it gets into the cold weather, plus the fact that they might not have pilot time right now to fly those airplanes, I think they made the right move doing what they did, because this will inconvenience fewer people until this little weather crisis passes.
Why was JetBlue, though, the only airline to cancel flights citing pilot rest? Why did other airlines keep their flights going? They were operating under the same rules.
It depends on how many pilots you have. You know, different airlines have different pilot staffing. You have to have certain rules, but some airlines have more pilots in reserve than others. It's just how they operate. And also, JetBlue is focused on the East Coast, and that's where the pilot time would be most critical to them. They'll get through this. In 6 weeks, they'll adjust to it.
6 weeks, that's a long time. What does that mean for JetBlue in terms of recovering from what can be a black eye in the public's eye?
Well, see, in 6 weeks, they'll have everything squared away. We're not talking about cancellations, but what they did is good customer service. If you can't operate reliably, you want to make sure you don't inconvenience people, and that's exactly what they did. They looked at the situation and said, hey, we might have problems with the weather, with the pilot issue and all that, so let's just sort of circle the wagons here, wait for this to pass, and not inconvenience any more people by getting them stuck somewhere.
Michael, overall, how did airlines do? They're also operating under rules that require them to let passengers off the plane so that they're not stuck on the tarmac for hours at a time.
Well, unintended consequences there are airlines are a lot more reticent to operate if they think they're going to find themselves at an airport like Kennedy with no gate and no way of getting people off of an airplane and looking at a $27,000 fine per passenger. That's a real issue where an airline will say, if I think I'm going to have to divert my flight from LaGuardia to some airport where I won't have a gate to get them off, I'll cancel the flight. It's an unintended consequence of a rule that really addressed a situation with nowhere nearly as grave as they made it to be.
Michael Boyd is an aviation consultant. Thank you so much, Michael, for joining us.
Thank you.
This is WNYC and WNYC.org.